was real good. And after church every Sunday morning, we'd always try and beat the Baptists.
Yeah.
Well, we could usually beat the Baptists because they had a long-winded preacher, but it was the Methodists we had trouble beating. Methodists always beat us there.
Well, they beat you there. They eat up all the chicken for you.
That's right, all the chicken. if you didn't shave, you'd be growing or what?
Beard.
Okay, and you go to the barber to have him cut your
hair.
Okay, and where would an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Over there.
Oh, which ear?
Right here.
Okay, if he was left-handed, probably where would he keep it?
Yeah, he was left-handed.
Okay, is that where you keep yours? Is your left-handed?
I just keep mine in the pocket.
Okay.
My ears already flopped. I can't keep them all.
Can you use your right hand too? Like, can you do stuff with your right hand?
Yeah, I have to. I can write with the right hand.
Can you?
Fairly well.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Not too good.
My husband's left hand. He can't do anything with his right hand. Mm-hmm. He's always complaining because.
Now I stroked my left hand.
Oh, he did? Oh. Well, does it make it harder? It's harder to use him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to play a fiddle. I can't play anymore.
Uh-huh.
I gave him a fiddle to grandson.
Oh, can he play it?
Darn right he can play.
Nick?
He's 12, but he can play a piano, banjo, guitar, fiddle. I mean, he can play a piano. I told him, I said, it's going to cost you some money. But get a good teacher and learn how to play.
Yeah.
New teacher.
Yeah.
And he's got a good one.
That's good.
In Houston.
Yeah.
And then he's been in several. Boy, he plays that high, long-haired stuff, too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
That's neat.
And, but he can swing out on this jazz music.
Yeah.
And he playing big.
That's great. You must run in the family. You got your daughters
that
way.
Yeah, she's my daughter, my youngest daughter, man. I'm very proud of her way. She been out there at this place. That guy said he'd been coming up to the time to get her to come down and play. But she's working all the time, see?
Yeah.
But she got mad at old Roger or whatever. He didn't quit.
Yeah.
So this guy heard about it. He come back to see her.
Uh-huh.
And he made such a good deal when she had to go.
Uh-huh.
So he says, hey, I've got that club there and I ain't gonna sit up there and look at them balls. Ain't nobody coming out that much.
Huh.
See it out there and started playing. In 3 weeks' time, she had a holy get in there.
Word gets around.
And
well, that's great.
And over in Houston, same way. You
know, yeah.
Most people. And this guy, he's got a good deal out there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, I bet she's happy with it. Is she? Does she like it?
Oh, she likes it fine.
Yeah, that's great.
And he'll take that whole orchestra out to this range. Big barbecue every Sunday, they'll go.
Boy, that's the kind of boss to have.
He says money. Because money don't mean nothing.
That's great.
And money ain't nothing. Why we were down there 3 weeks ago. And we came back home. We went out there at the ranch on Sunday. But I was sold on that ranch.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
Really?
And I kept talking cattle and everything. I was raised around stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize that. But he says, you write your dad and your mama, and we'll all go to Las Vegas and stay 2 days. Had a little time off.
Yeah.
Fly out there. Well, I've been out there this last summer.
Yeah.
It cost $448 for two of us to go out there and back.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that has been five.